Well, this year we have 1,389 students, which is 14 more students than we had last year. Last year was an unusual year, I think we'd all agree. And we did have several families who chose to homeschool their kids instead of doing remote learning. And so I'm guessing those families came back. And plus, I think now we're in a more stable period of the school district's history. You know, we're down 395 students since 2006 even. So we have lost students, but I think we're more stable now. And we were pleased to see that we're up 14 students for this year. And hopefully the trend will continue. And if not, hopefully it'll stay the same.
Do you see potentially any positives with maybe some of your lower classes where you see some bigger numbers, or have they kind of been stable too?
Well, the lower numbers are in the 80s and 90s, whereas the junior high, high school, they're in the low hundreds. So we do see that as these grades move through, the numbers will probably decrease a little more. Like for example, this year we have 99 seniors, but we have 87 kindergartners. And so, you know, you always want to replace the number of seniors you're graduating with the same number of kindergartners, or otherwise your enrollment tends to go down. And I know that this is a trend that is for rural communities all across America. I think Americans are having fewer children, and I think they're migrating more to the suburban areas. And so I think this is a very common thing all throughout the nation, and certainly it's true in our case as well.